So about 37 years ago, when I got in the HVAC industry, things looked like this. A typical installation took 2 to 3 days. Don't ask me why. And they didn't work Saturdays. Okay, so if you started your job on a Friday, more than likely they'd finish it Monday or Tuesday. I couldn't get my head around that even back then when I had no idea what I was doing. But if you ran a service call and you needed to make a repair, it went something like this. I found your problem, but I have to run to the supply house to get the motor. And it was just a standard motor. And the job ended up being 3 to 5 hours. And I don't know what the customers thought, but I always thought there has to be a better way. There has to be a quicker way. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Minutes matter.
Hey, this is Greg McAfee, and welcome to the Greg McAfee Show. Now let's get started.
Welcome back to the Greg McAfee Show, where we discuss steps to successful entrepreneurship, how to take your business to new heights, that next level, and ultimately follow your dreams. And today we're going to talk about minutes matter. Mastering your day, mastering your life. So this morning, I do word of the day, and it's about a 2 minute. I'm getting it down below 2 minutes, and I just talk about a word. Well, this morning, getting ready to come into the office, it's Saturday, and getting ready to come into the office, I thought about wasted time. And I said, that's what I'm going to talk about today, wasted time. So I get into the office and this song came in my mind. It just came in my mind out of nowhere. And it's a Christian group called King and Country. And the song is called, What Are You Waiting For? Okay. And basically that has to do with, why are you wasting all the time like someone's making more? So I don't care if you're filthy rich or dirt poor. We all get 24 hours in a day. And how we handle that 24 hours is entirely up to us. But I do know we waste a lot of time and no one's making more for us. Now, you can lose weight, such as I did. I lost 100 pounds. I hope that added some minutes to my life. According to statistics, science, health, it should have. But God is not coming down and saying, I'm going to give you more time. You get 24 hours in a day. That's it. Everybody does. How you use it is extremely important. So, in Ephesians 5, it says something like, be very careful then how you live, not as the unwise, but as the wise, making the most of your time. Okay? So, very important. Make the most of your time. So, I've got some bullet points here, as always, on why wasting time causes you problems in your business and your life. Because, I just thought about another one, another subject matter I don't have on here, and that's sleep. You know, I believe we have to get enough sleep. I've told you this before, but I learned the hard way about not getting enough sleep. I was averaging 3.5 to 4 hours a night. I was grinding it out. I was killing it. And I passed out, and it was due to lack of sleep and dehydration. And I was drinking a ton of water. I was working out, but I was drinking a ton of water. I wasn't drinking enough, and I wasn't getting enough electrolytes. So I fixed it, and I get more sleep, and I get more electrolytes every day. Okay? So, number one, basically, is when we waste time, we lose opportunities. Okay? You lose opportunities in your business. By the way, I mentioned a few people last week in my podcast, and E-L-O-N and D-T-R-U-M-P, and they bumped my podcast down. This is ridiculous, folks. I'm eventually going on X, where we have freedom of speech. But T-R-U-M-P, and we're going to spell it out so it doesn't, so it's more less likely to get caught. It's amazing what you can't say someone's name. This blows my mind in America, but it will be fixed soon. Okay, so he sleeps very few hours. He is blessed and gifted to not need as much sleep as everybody else. And he says when he wakes up, he gets up. And he gets in the office early, sometimes 4 o'clock, in the office at 4 o'clock. And he said, you know, I'm ahead of my competition. I've got 3 or 4 hours on them before they even think about getting in, sometimes 5 hours. So, yeah, we need enough sleep, but sometimes we can get too much sleep. It's a waste of time, waste of time. And we get too comfortable and lackadaisical and all that stuff. But for today, we're talking about minutes matter. And so we have lost opportunities. Time wasted today represents opportunities that are missed to learn, grow, and take action toward our goals tomorrow. So when we waste time, we lose opportunities. And successful people who run successful companies prioritize time and capitalize on every moment. Very important. So number one is lost opportunities. Number two, erosion of discipline. Wasting time decreases the habit of self-discipline. That's a key trait, folks, of goal-oriented people. And consistent actions will build momentum while procrastination weakens focus and determination. So we're going to lose out on opportunity when we waste time and we're going to erode discipline, okay? And the next one is delayed results. Success often stems from increasing effort over time. Those who waste time delay progress, putting themselves at a disadvantage compared to others who consistently invest their time wisely. Okay? So you're at a disadvantage if you're wasting time. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how we waste time. All of us. Like I said, I don't care if you're filthy rich and you're an owner of a $500 million company or you're dirt poor and you just started out and you're barely having ends meet, okay? So we all have the same amount of time. Use it wisely. The next one is loss of momentum. Success often requires sustained effort. Wasting time disrupts momentum, and it makes it harder to re-engage with meaningful tasks. So you lose the big mo. You lose momentum. And the next one is fewer results. And those who waste time produce less and achieve less. Get that? Those who waste time produce less and achieve less, making it difficult to compete with highly productive, goal-oriented peers. You're in the back. You're in the back of the line when you waste too much time. Everyone else is ahead of you. You're wasting time. And you might think it's extremely important what you're spending your time on, but it's not. A lot of it is not. Now, there are some things that are very important and you should be spending your time on. But when you waste time, no progress, you're way in the back. You're in the back of the pack. And then you've got increased stress, which a lot of business owners have to deal with, is stress. I don't care how good you are in business, there's stress. And I think I mentioned this before. I've lost 3 friends in the industry in the last 20 years to heart attacks, probably caused by stress. And I had a heart attack, and I have a second chance to live. I had a quintuple bypass. I had 5 arteries plugged, and my widowmaker was 99.5% blocked. And it's amazing that I'm still here, but I'm happy I'm still here, and I am blessed to be here. But I had 3 friends die from a heart attack owning HVAC businesses. And I looked at my other friend. This was back in the day when your competitors could also be friends. And he looked at me and he said, "We got to get out of business, man. This is killing people." But it's stressful. No matter how good you are at running a business, no matter how smart you are, no matter how wealthy you are, it's stressful. Okay? So procrastination leads to last-minute rushes and unfinished work, creating unnecessary stress and reducing the quality of results that you produce or not produce. The last one is diminished reputation. You see, being seen as unreliable or unfocused can harm relationships and limit opportunities for collaboration, mentorship, and advancement. Now, let me throw this out at you. When you're wasting time, sometimes it causes you to be late to an appointment. You don't want that reputation. You also don't want your team being late. We have a policy here on that. You can't be late. And if you're going to be late for some reason, you have to keep the customer informed. Whether the technician calls them or someone in the office calls them, they have to be informed, or you put someone else on the job, switch techs, and be on time, one way or another. Being on time is very important. A lot of times we're late because we what? Waste time. Sorry, but that's the truth. All right? We're just not late at McAfee. We've come up with many things. When I started off the podcast today with 37 years ago, installations used to take 2 to 3 days. Not too long into business, we were about a day and a half when we first began because we just didn't have the experience and know-how, basically. We got it down to 1 day. 1 day guaranteed complete install, fully installed. That's all accessories. That's everything needed. And I'm not talking about new construction. I'm talking about retrofit replacement. 1 day install guaranteed, and we've been doing that. What was our guarantee? Well, it used to be, or I'll give you back $1,000. And then we got so darn good at it, we said, if we don't have it done in 1 day, the installation's free. Because, honestly, we had 24 hours in a day to really do it, but we always got it done. Hardest possible jobs ever, we got done in 12 hours. So we knew we could do it. But think about that. And repairs, we carry stock on our truck. Today, we're big enough or blessed enough to have drivers who bring us parts. Our technicians aren't allowed to go to supply houses. I mean, it's rare you'll ever see a McAfee truck at a supply house parking lot. It's not going to happen. It's going to be drivers who go get parts, or we have parts in our own warehouse, and our trucks are fully stocked. So we eliminate that 3 to 4 hour, 3 to 5 hour stuff. We're typically, you can't time every job properly, but, 1 to 3 hours tops, we're out of there. All right. What are some things that waste the most time that we can easily reduce? Okay. Well, in business, shorten your meetings. Set goals for meetings and shorten your meetings, because long meetings are a waste of time. I talked to someone the other day and they said, we had an 8-hour meeting. I about fell over. In our meetings, there's an agenda. And here's the agenda. We want to accomplish this, 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 and this. Okay? And your job in the meeting, if there's six people or eight people in the meeting, they all have their agenda and they've turned in what they want to talk about prior to the meeting. So it's called organized. It's called structure. And our meetings, our biggest leadership team meetings go 4 hours, tops. This 6 to 8 hour stuff, waste of time. You didn't plan well. Your problem, your money, waste. Okay? So other things, you know, in business, I remember the first company I worked for, everybody came into the office. Everybody did a little bit of stock to their truck, and then they came in and sat down, talked to the owner. You know, everybody got there at 8, and we didn't get to the first job till 9. Waste of time. I sat there young, dumb, and I thought there's got to be a better way. And there is. For many years, all our trucks, all our technicians drive trucks home, and they go directly to the job. And there's just little waste of time. And our first, listen to this, folks, because I coach different companies all the time who don't do this, and I don't know why, but our first call is guaranteed to arrive on time promptly. I'm doing this because it depends on the season, somewhere between 7 and 8. So we either say we're guaranteed to be there at 7, we're guaranteed to be there at 7:30, or we're guaranteed to be there at 8. Guaranteed, or your service call's free, okay? Because I don't like to waste time. And our guys need to get out there and make things happen and get to the job on time. Basically, that's the only time of the day we can guarantee. Because the way your day goes varies. But we're still on time to each window. So you got guaranteed 8 o'clock. And then you got a 9 to 11. And then you've got a 10 to 12. And then you've got 11 to 1. And then you got, and so on. And I know some of you guys do things different, and your service guys, your service techs are on one brand new furnace servicing it for 4 hours. I can't get my head around that. I don't want to do that. That's not us. We do take our time. We do it right, but that's not – our technicians are not going to run 2 to 4 calls a day. They're going to run more like 5 to 7 calls a day, still do it right, still find problems if there are actual problems. And they have a high rating of revenue per job and leads. So I'm very happy with how we do it. You do it the way you want, but I'm telling you, too long on a job is a what? Waste of time, okay? So then you got just personal stuff, gaming. I know owners who play games on their phone during the day, screen time of any source. Gossiping in the office is terrible. Gossiping in the field is terrible. You know, I, growing up and working for other companies, I never heard of knowing what someone else made. We just didn't know that. We didn't talk about pay. We didn't talk about salary. Nobody knew that. Today, everybody knows what everybody makes. That is the weirdest thing to me I've ever heard of. And I can't get my head around that, and I don't care. I tell our team, why are you telling people what you make? Oh, you want to bring down morale? Talk about salary to people. People make, at McAfee, people make a certain salary for a certain reason. You bust your butt, and you hustle, and you grind it out, you're going to make more. You got a good attitude, you're going to make more. You get more leads, you're going to make more. You do a better job, you're going to make more. You bring in more revenue, you're going to make more. It's none of anybody's business what you make. All right. Anyway, I'll get off that. But it's true. Procrastination. What a waste of time. And business owners do it all the time. They procrastinate on taking that next step. They procrastinate on buying that next truck. They procrastinate on getting the estimate to the customer quickly. When we go out for an estimate, number one, we sell a high percentage, somewhere between 75 and 85% closing ratio. That means we're giving the estimate at the time of the estimate or the We're giving the proposal at the time of the estimate. And we're closing it 7 to 8 times out of 10 right there. We're not going to, hey, we'll send you the estimate in the mail this week. Are you nuts? That job sold the next day and you didn't even get an opportunity to send them a proposal. We're closing it right there. We're not wasting time. That's a waste of time. Most of the time we have our job installed before you get your customer the estimate. Think about that. What's holding you up? Flat rate was the best thing. Save time. Flat rate pricing service, flat rate pricing install, flat rate pricing air duct cleaning, flat rate pricing sheet metal. Everything's flat rate. It's simple. Anybody can look at a chart and find the price. For years, we had our install prices on the internet. We had to use a different strategy and change that for certain reasons I won't go into, but for years we did. And then you've got too much news. Watching too much news is a waste of time. And being on social media too much is a waste of time, especially if it's not for your business. It's very habitual. I know. I get on there sometimes and I can't get off. I mean, it's me. It's a habit. So it's a waste of time. So like the song went from King and Country, what are you waiting for? Think about those things. What are you waiting for? It's 2025. It's January. It's a brand new year. It's the greatest opportunity we have to change, adapt, overcome, fix things, move, wait, and waste less time. Waste less time. Okay? Start a new way of life. Make your 2025 the best year ever. I personally believe 2025 and the next 3 years after that are going to be the best possible years America has seen in many, 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 many decades. And I'm looking forward to it myself for many different reasons, but make your 2025 the best ever year. It's possible. It's exciting. But you got to change things to do it. You're not going to get there doing the same old thing you've been doing for the last few years. That doesn't work. It's not going to get you. You're not going to be any different tomorrow because of that. You're going to change. You got to change. Make sense? So again, we've got lost opportunities, erosion of discipline, delayed results, loss of momentum, fewer results, increased stress, diminished reputation. That's enough right there. Wasting time will put you out of business. Remember, only 5% last over a 5 to 10 year period. I guarantee you that 5%, they don't waste as much time as the 95 did. Think about it. All right, before we wrap up, if you are watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also support this podcast by rating and reviewing on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Like I said, we're going to X soon. We will market that pretty heavy. And keep listening. I'll do my best to keep challenging you. Don't forget to like us on Facebook or Instagram at The Greg McAfee Show. No spaces, no underscores. Thanks for listening. And as always, carry on. God bless. Make this day the best day of your life, because we're not promised tomorrow. I'll see you.